You may have learned chaitas according to Pita Matha Sangha, 89 chaitas or 121 chaitas. Not all chaitas are the object of vipassana. Some are attainment. The object of vipassana is, you see, only Monday chaitas, 81. That is Monday Lokiya chaitas, 81. 81 chaitas are possible, the object of vipassana. 8 Logotra chaitas or 40 Logotra chaitas are not the object of vipassana. They are not the object of vipassana. Chittasika associated with 81. Chittasika, 55 chittasika, 52 chittasika. 52 chittasika associated with 81 chaitas are object of vipassana. Material qualities are 28, will be explained. 28. Out of 28, only 80 are real material quality. They are the object of vipassana. The others are just secondaries. They are not really the object of vipassana. So vipassana object is 81 chaita. Even 81 chaitas, there are jhana chaitas included. If we not attain jhana, we cannot meditate on it. We cannot meditate on it. What we have, we can meditate. That is, generally speaking, 81. Jhana chaitas are for those who attain jhana, only for those. So, the object of vipassana, 81 chaitas associated, 52 associated chaitasikas, 18 material qualities. What do they appear presently within us? That is, it should be meditated, should be object of insight vipassana meditation. First, we must learn to have, to obtain Suttamaya Jnana. Suttamaya Jnana, without the Suttamaya Jnana, Suttamaya, Sutta means learning or hearing. Maya means learning produce knowledge. Knowledge produced by learning. That is the meaning. Without the hearing, without the learning, even Bhinnariva Sariputta cannot attain, you see, Sotapatti Magga, without the learning, without the hearing, cannot attain this knowledge. So hearing, learning, on those days, using for learning, it's just hearing. Sutta means hearing. Hearing means listening, hearing, or learning, studying. Because on those days, the medians to learn are only ear. Hearing is important. On those days, not used books, just listening to Dhamma. Just listening. Therefore, you see, Baho Sutta, only Sutta. Now it is reading books also possible. But if you read books, that is very important. The books, information appeared in the mentioned in these books, the information mentioned in these books must be true. If not true, it's dangerous. You see, now it is, even the books on Buddhism, they say, but not the Buddhism, their ideas. Some books, even titled Buddhism, not real Buddhism, you see. You may find out that such a books, the Buddha explained Patijasamubbada only in this life, not other lives. That is incorrect interpretation, you see. Only for this life, how to explain samsara, cause and effect. There are some books mentioned Patijasamubbada deal with the only present life, not past life, not future life. No text mentioned in this way. So there are some interpretations which is wrongly. So, if it possible, we must approach authentic Buddha's teachings. We must learn authentic Buddha's teaching. Is it reference, with the reference of his own idea or with the reference? We must, to find out that this is very difficult, you see. Whatever someone talk must have reference. Without a reference, his own idea. Sometimes even reference, his interpretation is not good. Not correct. Interpretation is also not correct. Interpretation also must follow according. There are commentary and sub-commentary. Commentary and sub-commentaries, even Buddha's lifetime. Commentary is just explanation, you see. Now I explain something, that is a commentary, you see. Atthagatha, Digha. This is a tradition. Some don't believe, do not believe the tradition. They want to interpret the Buddha's teaching their own way. That is a very dangerous effort. We had to follow traditions. What alone cannot lead the truth? What alone cannot describe the truth? Some translators use only dictionary. In Pali words, they follow the dictionaries, only dictionaries, without knowledge. Only know some of Pali and translation, English translation, but not knowing, without a knowing background, without a knowing the point. If it translate, it's cannot correct. For example, you see, sankhara. The word is sankhara. If we find out in dictionary, cannot complete it. According to context, we must know the meaning. Even the word sankhara. You may find sankhara, avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnana. There is a sankhara. Then sankhara khanda, there are also sankhara. Then sabbe sankhara anicca, there are also sankhara. According to context, this sankhara is quite different. Sankhara upekkha jnana, you see. Even upekkha also not the same meaning. Upekkhas are 10 kinds of, 10 types of upekkhas. Not only one upekkhas. So, without knowing these points, translation, interpretation, it cannot be correct. Therefore, learning is very important. Learning is very important. Some may talk about, oh, practice is more important. Without knowing practice is dangerous. Therefore, the Buddha said, first learn, second follow, practice also follow. Learning, practice must be together. Therefore, the Buddha said, pariyatti, patipatti, you see, pativeda, three teachings are. Pariyatti means learning, pripatti means practice, pativeda means penetration, realization. There are three, mainly two works. For monks or nuns in sasana, there are two duties, two kinds of duties. One is learning, second is practice accordingly. That is must go side by side. These two duties are side by side. Vinayaka Sariputta said, learn, Four Noble Truth from Vinayaka Asachi. Yedama Hetu Pavava Desan Hetu Tathagatam. Aha Desan Cha Nirodho Evam Vadi Mahasamana. That is very famous verse. On those days, Vinayaka Sariputta as a follower of other religions, not Buddhist followers. He hold other views. He asked a question. What is the teachings of the Buddha? He briefed the Buddha's teaching. Yedama hitupavva. The Buddha said a phenomenon that is based on causing condition. Yedama hitupavva desan hetum tathagato. The Buddha, Tathagata said the cause of those dhamma, the cause and conditions of those dhamma. Aha desan cha niroro. The cessations of those dhammas also the Buddha explained. Briefly, the dhammas are explained, the cause of dhammas are explained, the cessations of dhamma are explained, the way leading to cessations of dhammas are explained. Four Noble Truth. Listening to Four Noble Truth, Vinayaka Sariputta says, attaining Sotapattimagga. Attaining of Sotapattimagga means he has right views. Before he has no right views, now he has right views. His view is correct now. Now he has no doubt. Before he has a lot of doubt. He is doubtful of the thing. So, Sotapanna means right view and no doubt dealing with the Dhamma. That is Sotapanna, you see. Sotapanna is a Deity Vichikecha. Deity means a wrong view, Vichikesa means, you see, doubt. These are two totally removed. Dealing with the Dhamma, dealing with the practice, he has a right view, he has no doubt. Clearly comprehends the Dhamma. So there is also, without the learning, it is impossible. Without learning, it is impossible. I think this clock is a stop. Oh, see, okay. No, here is it. No, what is the time?
It's 10 minutes to nine.
10 minutes to nine. Oh, okay. So learning is important. If you wish to know what is the truth, we must learn. That is the only way. Sometimes a self-study is, some points are impossible. Self-study also necessary, we must, but may have a lot of doubt. Don't worry about the doubt. You can ask. You can ask questions. That is the only way. You can ask questions. So, first we must know the object of vipassana. What it should be, the object of vipassana. Out of the four ultimate reality, paramattha, citta, cittasika, rupa, and nibbana. And Abhidhamma lectures I will explain in detail, I think. First masala. Then, citta. What is a citta? Citta, translation is a consciousness. This translation is very close to the meaning, but sometimes it cannot identify the natures. In this point, citta means just knowing, just awareness of the object. That is a citta. Citta means that just awareness of the object. But you keep in your mind, citta alone never arises. Citta alone cannot walk. Citta associated with the cittasika. If it associated only the unity, at least the unity of eight walk. To understand these, the unities, first we must learn, then must follow practice vipassana. Strong concentration, strong inside knowledge can be seen. Now the weak concentration, weak inside knowledge cannot be seen. You must practice strong. Not only knowledge, you see, even physical exercise also, no? Even the body, even action also, important physical exercise. Those who participate in sport, they always exercise, you see. Mind also, practice meditation is mental exercise. Slowly, slowly, knowledge will be increased. Some people have a good conditions. Just a listener, they can attain knowledge. The level, the degrees, not all people have the same level, the same degrees. Different level, different degrees. Practicing day after day, gain the knowledge increase. So citta, first we must know the nature of citta. Awareness of object. That is awareness of object. Even this term aware, we have to use these terms. Just awareness and not a feeling, not craving, not other things appear, just aware. For example, when we see something with our eye, the awareness appears. What we hear some sound, aware of towards the sounds appear. What we smell, aware of smells appear. What we taste, aware of taste appear, awareness of taste appear. What we touch, the awareness of touch is appear. Such awareness, from awareness, the first one is called citta. Actually, citta is cannot be separated from associated, inseparable, indivisible. But we have to talk about dividing. Practically, it is indivisible. Citta means at least a unity of eight. The unity of eight, indivisible. But we talk about what is citta. Citta is not mental image. Mental image is the act of citta. Citta is a phenomenon that is aware of consciousness, aware of object. When object meet with organs, sense organs, at that time aware. To use English words is not so easy. So, what are these two, meeting of these two chaitas appear? For example, how chaitas arises? To understand, chaita is not always remain here. Like a sound, you can understand with it the simile. For example, in piano, there's no sound. Restored, there's no sound. But all conditions, if together, the person who played piano, sound piano. Because of condition, when conditions meet together, necessary conditions meet together, sound appear. In this way, necessary condition, the meeting of necessary condition, citta appear. In Suttanda, the Buddha clarified in this way, you have an eye. When you open your eye, you see visible object. That is the meeting of visible object and eye. There are two conditions, you see. The meeting of these two, visible object and eye. Depending on eye and visible object, eye consciousness arises. That is how to arise a citta, the Buddha explained. How to arise a citta? Depending on, if there is a no condition, if we have no eye, if there is a nothing to see, no eye consciousness arises. So depending on condition, that is the meaning. Two conditions are explained there, the Buddha's. That is mainly the Buddha's point out the two conditions. The other supporting conditions are also necessary. We have an eye, there is something to be seen, but between them there is no light, dark. In the dark, we cannot see. So light also supporting conditions. Without the light, we cannot see. Then sometimes we have an eye, there is something to be seen, there is a light, but we are thinking about others, we cannot see. Therefore, attention also necessary. Four conditions are given. The dusa, the other dusa, addition. In Suttanta, the Buddha gave only two conditions. The other dusa supporting. Altogether, we must have eye, sensitive eye. There must be visual object. There must be light between them. There must be attention. When the four conditions harmoniously work, eye consciousness arises. Eye consciousness is a seeing consciousness. Seeing consciousness. Seeing consciousness, that is it. The first point explained. After seeing, you see, just a see. Mind is so quick. Therefore, just a seeing, he talk about it. I see a person, I see a tree, I see a table, I see chair. So he said, that is it. He talk about the only concept. He talk about the only panyati. The mental pictures that he explained, not realities. Not realities. Because of concept, on seeing, the persons are thinking about, mind is thinking, working with this object, working this object. Therefore, meditation present, just seeing, seeing, seeing. Not to image. We image after seeing. We have idea. We image, what is it that? What is it that? We image always. From far, if we hear sound, what is the sound? We image. Just hearing, hearing. We must have sound. So the Buddha said, Deity, Deity, Madam, on seeing me as seeing, you must stop. Don't think about this seeing. Vipassana practice must be. If it followed, it cannot stop. On seeing, there are a lot of minds appear, mental process appear. When mental process appears, like, dislike appear. So, how consciousness arises, the Buddha says, play. Without a condition, nothing arises, according to Buddhism. There must be cause and condition. Therefore, in Patthana, is we explain, Patthana is explained in 24 conditions. Hetu paccheyo, aramana paccheyo. Patthana is not only recite, to realize a cause. We must realize a cause. The Buddha explained how cause and effect is related to each other. To remain is very difficult in our life. Everything depends on conditions. If there's some of condition lack, everything's broken. You see, even this chair or table, chair has four legs. If one leg's broke, cannot sit, you see. That's a condition, you see. If it four, you can sit and remain. If one leg broke, cannot remain in this way. So four legs is condition, you see, four conditions. These four conditions also have, it is a cause condition, that is a flaw. Without a flaw, it cannot remain in this way. The flaw always has condition, that is a building, a foundation, or earth. So there are many conditions supporting. If the conditions break down, the effort also will break down. So to live our life is very, very difficult. People are thinking life is easy. No. Ever changing. Life is depending on condition. To live long is very difficult. Because of karma. Karma and other supporting conditions. As long as karma support, the other conditions support, we live. If something lack, it will be down. So we are dependent on conditions. We have no guarantee. Even we meet doubters, if a doubter advice, so doubter is can give only supporting conditions. Even the conditions like can do nothing. No, we have no power. Even doubter has no power. Only conditions support. So Chaitasa in this way, and Abhidhamasa explain Chaita. I think you studies about it. Chakku Vijnana, Sota Vijnana, Kana Vijnana. Is already studied about that? Sayali's lecture yesterday. Is it okay? So and practically we must know how Chakku Vijnana Chaitasa arises. Chakku Vijnana Chaita is rise without a condition. Never rise without a condition. It's a rise depending on I am visible object, it arises. We must know. So I want to say, Chaita is not mental image. Mental image is the work of Chaita. Chaita is a phenomenon that create mental pictures. Chaita is a phenomenon. It arises depending on condition. Chaita is flawless, cannot be seen, but can be known with the knowledge. See means with the eye cannot be seen. With the eye cannot be seen, but can be seen with the knowledge, can be realized with the knowledge. Because of there are many things we cannot see. Can you see sound? How can we see Chaita? We cannot see. We cannot see even sound. We cannot see even smell. We cannot see even taste. But it can be known. It's okay. Now let me stop a few minutes.